Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Barça Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. Hope everyone is having a lovely week. I'm having a pretty good week, frankly, compared to Barcelona, because things just, I'm not going to lie, things just don't look great. I'm not really breaking news, and excuse the clicking, because I'm just kind of, you know, clicking around my computer, Googling stuff as I go. So as of recording this, Barcelona set ninth in La Liga on 14 points. They have 12 less than the leaders, Atletico Madrid, who are currently undefeated. They are 6 points behind Real Madrid, despite having played one less game. They're certainly not out of it in La Liga. They've kind of wrote the ship. They look better. They had a win and a draw in their last two. They lost to Juventus 3-0 in match day 6 of the Champions League group stage this week. This was significant for a variety of reasons. One, in the match itself, it just highlighted the incompetence that Barcelona's defense has looked in recent months, weeks, whatever you want to say. It put Barcelona second in the particular group that they were in, which we're going to get to later on. The defense just looked horrible. Messi had 7 shots on goal and was one of, like, Puig looked good, but he was one of, like, the really only bright spots for Barcelona in the match. And it wasn't a great look. Like, I know in the, you know, grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter all that much. But they just looked outclassed. They looked stagnant. And Juventus got their revenge for when they were beaten soundly by Barcelona previously in the group stages. So what does this mean for Barcelona, right? They have 6 choices, or not choices, but options that they're going to potentially face in the last 16 of the Champions League. Bayern Munich, Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea, Borussia Dortmund, and PSG. So what this means, and I'm just going to go through the group for the Champions League real quick, just to go over it. So this is just brutal, man. So Group A, Bayern comes out on top with Atletico Madrid in second. Group B, Real Madrid and Mönchengladbach. C, Manchester City and Porto. D, Liverpool, Atalanta, I can never pronounce that right. E, Chelsea and Sevilla. F, Dortmund and Lazio. G, Juventus and Barcelona, obviously. And H, PSG and Leipzig, with Manchester United hilariously not qualifying. So, like I said, there's not an easy choice or easy option for Barcelona, since they have to face the group leaders, since they finished second in their group. And I wanted to just go run through, like, a quick rankings, right? It, as someone who, you know, particularly enjoys covering Barcelona, I hope that they advance past the last 16. And as someone who enjoys watching entertaining Barcelona matches, I think regardless of the result, we're going to be treated to something entertaining. And this is just, like, off the top of my head. I'm going to go 6-1, ranking the teams that I hope Barcelona play. Hope, you know, understanding that I want them to advance, right? So number 6 is Bayern Munich. Like, that's the team I just don't want to play for obvious reasons, right? You can have flashbacks to their, you know, getting destroyed by them last year in the Champions League. They looked great. They continue to look great. If I look at Bayern's recent matches, they had a draw against Atletico Madrid and a draw against Leipzig in 2 of their last 3 matches, but they soundly, you know, they beat Dortmund 3-2. They've looked like Bayern, right? They beat Atletico 4-0 in match day 1 of the Champions League. Like, they've looked good. I think they're still coming into form, and you could make some sort of psychopath argument that if you want to play Bayern in the Champions League, you want to do it early on. I just don't want to play Bayern in the Champions League until the final, where it's a winner take all, frankly. So that's number six. Number five, and this might be a little bit controversial because they haven't necessarily looked, they haven't looked perfect so far this season, but I still don't want to play them, and that's Liverpool. They haven't looked unbeatable. Like they have in fact lost in the, both in the Champions League and in the Premier League. But I just don't want to play them for obvious reasons, for flashback reasons, and because on a given day, they can still be Liverpool. Number four, and I don't know how I feel about this, is Borussia Dortmund. Let me pull up the... I actually don't know how they're doing in the Bundesliga. And I did not spell Dortmund right off the top. So they are sitting fourth in the Bundesliga. They have two losses in their last five. They, in their Champions League group, let's see, who did they play? They didn't play anyone that daunting in their Champions League group. They lost to Lazio in match day one and then kind of came back in recent weeks and they drew against Lazio. So honestly, I might have to, they maybe should be higher. I'm just scared of Dortmund, frankly, in the Champions League. I don't want to play them past the group stage. I'm just not interested in that. So I would have them number four. Number three, Manchester City. Manchester City are another team, kind of like Liverpool, who haven't looked perfect in the Champions League so far this, or in the Premier League so far this year. They are currently sitting seventh. But they have looked decent enough in their Champions League group to still make me a little bit scared of them. Again, I'm not that scared of them. Number two, PSG. You could make the argument that they should be lower on this list, closer to a Dortmund and a Liverpool, but personally, I'm just not terrified of PSG, just being honest. Number one is Chelsea. Listen, as someone who used to cover Chelsea and used to root for Chelsea pretty heavily, I would have to say that this is probably selling them a little bit short. They currently sit third in the Premier League. They've only lost one match in the Premier League this year. In their Champions League group, they soundly beat Sevilla 4-0 in match day five. Let's see, where's their other match against Sevilla? They drew in match day one against Sevilla 0-0. They're a scary team, but frankly, if I had to choose any of the six, I would choose Chelsea. The youth, I think some of the inexperience, like regardless of Barcelona's state, there's still going to be a little bit of a fear having to play Messi in the Champions League for a team like Chelsea, I would think. Even though Lampard had decent success against Messi in the Champions League in his playing days, like he's not on the pitch anymore. There's a lot of inexperience and youth on that team. And despite the fact that they've looked really good, I would probably choose them first. I'm rethinking where I have Dortmund in this list with PSG. I might have PSG a little bit lower now that I think I'm selling PSG a little bit short. It's probably recency bias, or not recency bias. What's the opposite of recency bias? I don't know. Either way, that's my rankings. Six, Bayern Munich. Five, Liverpool. Four, Dortmund. Three, City. Two, PSG. And one, Chelsea. I'm interested to kind of be reading the pieces in the coming days, seeing what sort of ranking other Barcelona reporters or, you know, fans, whatever, have in mind for this team. Nevertheless, at least they advanced, right? I don't have to listen to Koeman out for like another couple days at least until their next until they lose again, you know. And let's see, Barcelona's schedule. Let's see who they play next. They play Levante this Sunday. Okay, it's cool. So after they draw 0-0 against Levante, I'll have to hear Koeman out because that's a home match, so we'll see. I don't know. Levante looked like crap this year, but they're Levante, so we'll see. Either way, thanks for listening. This was a short one, but I just wanted to get out there and talk about rankings and kind of think about what that next stage of the Champions League looks like for Barcelona as someone who wants to see them advance. So appreciate you listening, and have a good one.